Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, hand guards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. And here we go. It's time for 1911 University with Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. You'd expect the professor would be building the best ones out there in the land. How's it going?
I am better than I deserve, I suppose, all things considered. It's been a pretty good day.
Yeah? Did you get to go put that gun together last night?
Yep. Got pictures of it up on the Book of Faces right now.
The Book of Faces. Is that... Now, is this one of the pinstripe guns?
Yeah, it's the one with the iron sights that Jack put up earlier today. I put it up on Patreon last night, but some sneak peeks, but then Jack put it up earlier today on about an hour ago, I guess, on Facebook. I don't know when it's going up on Instagram. I imagine pretty soon, but...
And whose gun is this?
This belongs to your longtime listener, Dan Hall.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So I know he's pretty excited. He'll be getting it on Tuesday, and it's pretty sweet setup. You know, it's got a gold line front sight, 24-karat gold line that we do in-house with our blanks, and then our engraver, Doug, who did your engraving on your slide. He does the gold inlay for us. And it's got the buried and adjustable rear sight with no dovetail, which is the greatest looking rear sight ever, in my opinion. And what else? Oh, it's got some beautiful scrimshawed ivory grips that go with it and some waterfall. I think it's Babinga. I think that's what the wood is.
When you say scrimshawed, what are we talking about?
Well, you'll have to see it to understand, but they're ivory grips that have been scrimshawed, carved, and then colored like the old school style. This lady named Catherine Plummer, she's a scrimshaw artist, and she actually did the grips for Dan. They're pretty cool. They have black knights on them.
And is this is a 10 millimeter?
No, it's a 45.
That's a very striking looking gun. I do like it.
You looking at it?
Well, no, I've seen various pictures of it before. I saw it earlier today. I think I saw it on, I may have seen it on the Book of Faces.
Yeah, he put it up about an hour ago, I think. Yeah. It's pretty stunning. Pretty darn stunning. I'm happy with it.
And like all of your guns, it's just not another pretty face now, is it?
No, it's not. No, it's it performs really, really well, and happy with how it's shot. I mean, it's a hammer. It's soft, shoots soft, very smooth, very accurate. I like it. I would keep it if it were mine.
And earlier this week, I got a package from Tenacor.
Yeah, I saw your video. I watched it. I didn't give it a thumbs up yet. I need to go back and give it a thumbs up because I watched it the other day. But I had 14 people coming out of office while I was trying to watch it, so I didn't get to get the full effect. But I saw it and I thought, oh, that's a good video. What do you think of the holsters?
I think they're very well thought out and they're very adaptable because it seems like to me. With the spacers that go with them, I could use this on something a little thinner or a little thicker. But I have adjusted these out to accommodate the Fat WMGC. And I think it's going to... I can't wait to see what his version of the outside-the-waistband holster. He also sent me the ARX or the ARX, whichever it is. And that is a... Outstanding. As far as just the... What kind of stuff is he using? This isn't Kydex, is it, or is it?
No, I think it's molded plastic, honestly. I think it's some kind of molded plastic, but it works really well. I mean, it's very durable. It's easy to shape, you know, like... My first one was a government model Velo 4. And I needed a commander length one for my Yeti, so I just ground it down, you know. I cut it off the hacksaw and ground it and reshaped it, and it shaped up beautifully. So, yeah, I mean, I think overall it's really nicely done. Whatever material it's being made out of is well-rounded and strong. I don't know what the material is in particular, but whatever it is, it seems to be very good.
Well, the one thing about this that I sort of like is, like, with me, one of my problems I have carrying inside the waistband is because of most of the time those holsters with a clip are going to ride really deep inside the pants to where you're just getting a grip. But these clips, you can adjust these clips to where it rides higher.
Right.
And it's still clipped. So it's going nowhere. I mean, it's a very well thought out design. I was duly impressed with Mr. Mao's work.
Yeah, I like Jeff's work. He does great job, and I'm looking forward to, you know, he's supposedly bringing out a OWB 1911 holster soon, and I'm looking forward to getting one of those for sure because, well, yeah, be needing one.
The when you say a 1911 holster, now do you expect this to work with your guns as well?
Well, that is the idea, yes, sir.
Gotcha. Just want to be sure.
Yeah,
a Chambers gun is more robust. It is a heavier duty piece. It's way over engineered. Even the people that abuse their guns that send them to Joe for cleaning, they still function when they send them to him, right? I mean, Joe has sent me a picture of one gun that looked like that, you know, that picture of the elephant's foot in Chernobyl. It looked like the loose shavings off of the elephant's foot in Chernobyl on that one gun.
Yeah, they get pretty dirty. In the next segment we'll have to talk about, I got my light fighter prototype in from Brandon. It's pretty sweet.
I saw a picture of that too.
Yeah, there's a video of it up on Patreon. It shoots pretty darn good. When I release the video to the general public, people are going to be shocked at how soft that sucker shoots. It's really, really soft.
Well, I don't know. I'm doing part two of the deep dive this weekend. If everything goes right, I'm doing part two of the deep dive. And, I mean, I still look at video, the slow motion video I took of shooting that gun the first time I took it out, and it's amazing how little that gun moves. So, you know, as far as recoil control. Anyway, we'll talk about that when we get back. The light fighter, well, you know what? We'll talk about that in the next segment. For those of you interested in the Joe Chambers experience and getting hold of a Chambers gun and being part of a very exclusive little club there, you start out by going to ChambersCustom.com. If you want to see why you would want to be in that little club, then you go to Chambers Custom. You look for Chambers Custom on Facebook or Instagram, and you'll see. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
To you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Speaking with Joe Chambers at 1911 University, he's got a gun that is beginning to take shape, another new model. This one part of the Pro Series. This is the Light Fighter. Now, who's the pro behind the Light Fighter?
Yeah, so this is a gun we're doing with Chuck. We actually pre-sold all of these guns back in the spring. And we sold 30 guns in 50 hours. This is great. And Brandon's building the first 10 of them right now. And I don't know, he'll have the rest of them done before summer, I'm sure, because we have the next one to do after that. But yeah, it's a pretty sweet gun. It's got a comp that I designed based on some older comp designs that I'd seen over the years. I modified them to give a better volumetric flow. Which reduces recoil, reduces flash signature. It does increase the noise, but as David unwisely found out today, when somebody's shooting a comp gun, don't take your earmuffs off just because you want to see how loud it is.
And don't stand beside it.
Yeah, it's loud. Well, my comp gun, these comps, it doesn't matter if you stand beside it because everything comes straight out the top and forward. So, because of the way it's designed, there is nothing coming back at you, nothing, you know, blasting your face. Well, you're gonna find out because I'm gonna send you my Light Fighter as soon as I can get it blued here, right after
cool.
The first year. I'm gonna send you my Light Fighter to play with for, you know, a couple weeks or whatever. See how you like it. So you need some 9mm ammo, not lead. Can't shoot lead. But anyways, yeah, it's a great gun. It's cool. You know, Ben Simonson from Boresight Solutions is doing the grips for us like last time and with the resting gun. And excited about it. Excited that Brandon's getting them built. It's a good thing.
Now, looking at it, is this a commander length slide?
Yes.
I like it. Already. You know, that's my favorite flavor. Although, the next gun Joe's making is a full-sized traditional, for me, a full-sized traditional 45, which is going to have a full-size slide. But really, truly, when you start getting into these double stacks, you know I like that length slide. So, was this what Chuck wanted? I mean, he already had the Night Fighter, so the Light Fighter was a smaller gun. Well, if it's the Light Fighter, the way it's spelled, does that have is it lighter weight? Is it alloy? What's going on with that? Makes it the Light Fighter.
Yeah, I mean it's a little bit lighter weight because it's a smaller gun. We chopped the grip down, so it's kind of a bobtail size kind of gun with the what's the word I'm trying to think of with the shorter mags and the chopped out mag well and all that, it's kind of more compact. And then, of course, being a commander with a comp on it, it's the size of a government model as far as the slide goes, but it's got a comp instead of being a government model with a full-size slide.
Right. Now, his first gun was the Night Fighter. Now, is there anything remotely similar about the designs of these guns? Like, does it not have a front sight like the Night Fighter? Does it have a front sight or does it not have one?
Well, my personal guns don't have front sights. The ones that we do for production do. Chuck
okay.
does. Right, that's my personal choice. So just to clarify for everybody listening, you know, all of these guns come standard with backup irons. I just choose to not have it on mine because I don't see the purpose. You know, I guess someday if I'm in a gunfight and bad guys are shooting at me from 200 yards and my dot goes dead, I'll wish I had a front sight or not because I'll probably be hiding at that point. But yeah, I mean, for me personally, I didn't want them on there because it's, you know, one more snag feature or whatever. But I can always put it on later if I want to because, well, I own the place. But, yeah, so they both have, you know, they right?
Yeah.
So they have backup sights. The Light Fighter doesn't have any cock considerations. It has Browning high power cuts up front and it has scallops in the back. The both of them have an RDSM plate for the RMR style mount, the RMR style dot, which of course we all know the Holosun works also. And now both of them are the 2019 design that we came out with a couple of years ago. So they have the better frame geometry as far as the hole placement, and which allows for a smoother, softer, longer lasting gun. I'm pretty excited about the Light Fighter in so much as the springs, because I worked with Alan Duggar over at Spring Co. and we finally got the commander length springs developed in the lighter weights that we needed for these kind of guns. So all of these guns will also be running the Spring Co. Recoil springs, just like the Night Fighters and the Fat C's, and you know, but we had to work with him to develop the spring compression ratios for the lighter weights so that we guaranteed that we got the weight of spring that we needed.
Now, is that a new thing, the spring guy?
No, I've been using Alan for years and years. You know, it's just he made Commander Link springs in 16 or 18. But he didn't make them in 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 17, 19, 20, 21, 22. And so now he makes them in 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. And we're working on the 21 and 22, but we haven't got there yet.
Cool. So
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. It's pretty exciting. I mean, the great thing about the Spring Co. Springs and why I get excited about that company is because, you know, you literally, you know that spring is going to last you years, right? I mean, they're tested, their cycle test is 30,000 cycles. So, you know, unless you're just a crazy shooter and you shoot, you know, 15, 20,000 rounds a year, the spring is literally going to last you for a couple of years. You don't have to worry about replacing it every three range trips or whatever, like some of these springs.
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break, talking to Joe Chambers, 1911 University. New gun coming out. We'll be right back. To find Joe, go to chamberscustom.com. Check him out on Instagram, same Chambers Custom, and Facebook, Chambers Custom. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. At least three people were wounded when a vehicle exploded in downtown Nashville, Tennessee on Christmas morning in what authorities say was an intentional act. Nashville Police Chief John Drake.
My officers responded to a call for shots fired in the downtown area. As officers responded, they encountered an RV that had a recording saying that a potential bomb would detonate within 15 minutes.
The vehicle exploded, causing an inferno and sending smoke billowing for miles, shattering windows and damaging property. The blast also caused widespread communications outages. Don Cochran, United States Attorney for the Middle District of Tennessee, says all hands are on deck.
We are devoting the entire resources of the Department of Justice to help in their investigation FBI and ATF are taking the lead in this investigation.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Nigeria is the latest country to announce a new strain of the coronavirus, doing so on Thursday. With these new strains, will the current vaccines be effective?
Moderna officials say they are confident their COVID-19 vaccine will be equally effective against the new variants of the coronavirus that are highly contagious. Much of England has gone into a harsh lockdown because of the new strains. Dr. Ashish Jha tells ABC News he's equally as confident.
I am confident. These vaccines that we've developed so far, the two of them, Pfizer and Moderna, are really pretty superb vaccines. And so far, as of right now, I feel pretty confident. Obviously, we can't predict the future, and we still need to study this a bit more carefully, but I'm pretty confident the vaccines will work.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The CDC is ordering airlines to deny any passenger flying into the U.S. from Britain who does not have a negative COVID-19 test within 3 days of their flight. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Joe Chambers, 1911 University. Let me ask you a question. I've always wondered this. Everybody out there will say, my favorite grip angle is the 1911 grip angle, and yet all of these other manufacturers don't use that grip. You know, they have variations on it or something else. Is there some sort of patent I don't know about that says only the 1911 can have that grip angle?
I don't believe so. Not that I'm aware of. I mean, the patents on a 1911 ran out decades ago.
So, I mean, what do you think? What do you think has been up because I mean, there's nobody, you know, between the trigger and the grip angle. That makes it straight out, you know, when you're sticking the gun out there, you're just acquiring the target so much faster. I put an optic on my Glock 45, right? And I've been practicing, and I'm so used to sticking the fat WMG out there, where the, you know, I stick it out there, and oh, there's the reticle right there. I didn't even have to look for it. I didn't have to tilt it or nothing. And then I get this Glock, and I'm used to that grip angle, so when I stick it out there, I'm actually tilting high with it, right? And then I have to bring up my, you know, take my wrist up a little bit. Oh, there's the reticle. So, I mean, why do you think some of these guys did this stuff?
Oh, well, I think, like, the Glock was, the, you know, from what I understand, that the Glock grip angle is based on European pistol designs. If you look at all European pistol designs, they have that rake, not all of them, but majority of them have that raked grip to them. If you go to the CZ does not. The CZ is very 1911-ish.
Yeah.
You know, very much a similar grip angle, 68.5 degrees-ish off the line of the bore. You know, so, and you have companies out there who I find curious is you have companies out there that have made a fortune, like Boresight and others made a fortune changing the angle of a Glock to that of a 1911. Why not just buy a 1911?
Well, I mean, yeah, Boresight is one of those companies that does a really good Glock workover.
They do amazing work. Ben is the original OG Glock guy, you know, and that's why we use them for our Pro Series stuff because they're amazing. But if you like the angle of the pistol, you know, if you like the angle of a 1911, why are you buying a Glock? Buy a 1911 and be done with it. You know, I mean, stop fooling about. Oh, I get more rounds. Okay, buy a double stack. Double stacks have been around since the early, you know, the mid 90s at the latest. So, what's your excuse? Oh, you got none. Cool.
Now, but now, once again, now we talked about this here recently. Lots of 1911 guys go, well, okay, like, some of your pros came from Glock back to 1911. Right, or 2011 or 2019, whatever we're calling the guns they built. And for some of them, it was quite the adjustment. But lots of Glock guys seem to have either been or are going to be again 1911 guys.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that is? Because, you know, the grip angle, like with hands, right, with hand size. And I never had thought about this. I never had thought about this, but I do a segment with Dave Harrington, and Dave was on here, and I was explaining to him how I had trouble initially with every Glock I ever picked up. And, you know, I was like, because of that point of aim that I have, that, besides that point of aim that gets messed up when you go from one platform to the other, the other thing he pointed out to me, because he came from the 1911 to the Glock, he said the other thing you need to think about is because of that angle, it's going to affect where your finger is going to actually hit the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a sort of a length challenge setup between the heel of the palm of your hand and your fingertip, that's going to impact it. And it may be why you angle the trigger, because my finger hits the trigger on a Glock at an angle, whereas on a 1911 it hits a square. So my suspicion is that's why I have a few issues on point of aim. I group with every Glock I ever pick up, but, you know, anyway. I never had thought about that, about how it was affecting my finger hitting it, my finger getting to it.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you change the grip, you put your finger further away, right? Your finger's further away from the trigger. Well, then that's the way it works.
Well, I would think it's about 4 degrees further away. But anyway, I never had thought about that. But now I'm going to try it.
If you have short hands, that's a big deal, right?
Yeah, it is a big deal. I mean, what I was going to do with the Glock that I'm trying to shoot as well as I may, which that's a futile exercise, I know that, but I still want to do it just for the giggles. I was going to originally run it with the 5th gen trigger on a Glock 5th gen, but now I've switched over to a flat trigger,
mm-hmm.
which it feels a little better with a flat trigger. And it doesn't seem like I'm reaching as far for it with a flat trigger. So.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But, you know, so much for Glock perfection, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So much for that. That claim.
Glocks do their thing. You know, I mean, it is what it is. You know, I mean, they work fine. Not like they suck. They just, they're very, to me, they're very generic.
I guess that's sort of by design. I guess when I was in the Army, we trained to the lowest common denominator as far as the way they approach the curriculum. It's, for me, when I look at Glock and I look at what it is, to me it's like it was designed, physically designed for the lowest common denominator.
Right.
I guess that sort of explains why, with all of that tolerance and everything, that do you think they shoot sloppy in the hands of a good shooter? Do they shoot sloppy as far as keeping it on target, or do they have, if does everybody you know have one that's sort of tuned up?
No, I mean, I know a lot of people that can shoot a Glock decently. I personally, I think there's a lot of BS going on some of these groups that I'm following, and I see, you know, what's that little, the small Glock, is that the 34?
Now, that's, I tell you what, we're coming up on the break. We'll discuss that when we get back. I'm very curious, that really, I want to hear about that. I want to hear what you have to say about that. Chambers Custom, new guns coming out. There's stuff he hasn't told me about. There's some stuff he has told me about that we've never talked about. There's some stuff he hadn't told me about, which we've also never talked about because I don't even know it exists yet. But to get involved with it, you got to go to chamberscustom.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Joe Chambers, this is 1911 University, although I think we may be going off into just engineering university. You were talking about some groups that you're following regarding certain things. Oh, yeah.
So, you know, the new trend, of course, is to shoot V8s. Everybody wants to shoot a V8, you know.
Right.
And I don't... Excuse me. I don't think that everyone realizes how incredibly difficult it actually is to shoot V8s under time like a bullseye shooter.
Right.
But I see some, you know, I'm not calling guys liars or nothing, but I'm just saying I see some things that are relatively unbelievable from some people.
Yeah.
For example, you know, I seen a guy the other day, whatever that little Glock is that everybody's crazy about, you know, the single stack 9mm, the tiny one. You know,
the Glock 43?
No, not that one. The
43X48?
Yeah, one of them little single stack Glocks, whatever it is. Anyways, dude posts up a 25-yard group that he said he shot five shots in 10 seconds times two, just like bullseye. And it's like a 105X or something. And he shot it strong hand only. And I'm like, there's no way, dude. Just saying. I know some of the best shooters in the world. And there's no way you got that lucky. It just didn't happen.
Right.
You know? And it seems, and I'm not, like, again, I'm not saying people are lying about it, but, man, keep your expectations real. You know, when I go out and I shoot, you know, I've posted up some groups on different places where I'm shooting a B8 at 50 yards. I'm shooting like in the mid to high 90s. Man, that's after decades of practice. You know, I mean, that's not something that comes with ease. And so don't be discouraged by what you're seeing. If you're shooting in the mid, you know, the low to mid 90s at 25 yards, that's respectable. You know, but some of these groups I'm seeing, I'm just like, with the guns they're shooting them with, I'm like, bro, stop playing, right? Just stop playing. Because we're all looking at you, and we're not saying it, but we're thinking it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I'm going to use the B-8 merely as a tool to measure. I'm not worried about shooting. I don't even know what the standard is. For these guys that shoot 100, what is the standard? How fast do they have to shoot? And how many rounds do they get to shoot and score this 100?
Well, one of the standards out there is the DeFore hat qual, which is from the draw, 10 shots in 20 seconds or less, you must shoot a 90 or above.
Okay.
That's and to be totally honest with you, I watch Kyle's class, and I hope to take one of his classes in 2021 just to test my own self, because I see, the classes that he does, and there'll be like 20 people in the class, and one guy will get the hat qual. Just one. And I'm looking at it, and I've taken Chuck's class, I've taken Jared's class, I've had private lessons from Fish. I'm like, 10 shots in 20 seconds in a 90 ain't that hard. It just ain't. But it also goes to show, like, one of the things Fisher and I have talked about over the years is there's a lot of dudes out there that just can't shoot because they don't practice. Right? There's a ton of dudes out there that go to a class that don't practice. And the class is their practice.
Right.
And I don't care if you're shooting a 1911, a Glock, a CZ, an S, HK, a SIG, whatever. You've got to practice, man. And like people go, well, I don't have ammo for practice right now. Ammo's too expensive or I can't find it. Man, you ever heard of dry fire? Practice. Because if you don't practice and the need to defend yourself arises, you might be like that duck that's trying to land on the interstate in the middle of the winter.
So, with me, what I'm going to do, with when I took Steve's RDS class, he wanted us to zero at 25 yards on a B8 target. And I'm not worried about actually officially getting it in there 10 shots in 20 seconds. I'm not worried about that part of it. That's just not the kind of shooting I do. My shooting is all geared towards self-defense or offense, if it turns into that, against humans in a situation, in a life or death situation. So I'm not worried about this will simply be an exercise to make sure that my sights are where I'm trying to zero them into, and that'll just simply be confirmation of that.
Right.
Which will give me confidence. If I'm zeroing at 25 yards, then at 10 yards, somebody's going to be pasta.
Mm-hmm.
At 15 yards, somebody's going to be pasta. I mean, I don't know that if somebody's standing there at the end of with Steve, it's all about how long is a grocery aisle, which is 25 yards. 27, I think, is what he told us. So if somebody's at 27 yards and they are not actively engaging me, do I even need to take that shot? But what if they actively aren't engaging me, but they have one of my grandchildren in front of them? Well, now I've got to take the shot. So it all comes into the context and how it goes. But I'm not looking to, the control gun, when I start ramping up with this Glock with the optic on it, it's going to be the Fat WMG.
Mm-hmm.
With the optic on it. And that will show me what a zeroed optic. I know that gun is zeroed. I've messed with nothing on that optic since you sent it to me. And everybody that has shot it said, this is the most accurate gun I've ever picked up in my life. Well, actually, what they've said is, this is the most accurate gun I've ever picked up in my life. And That's what I'm looking at doing. And I'm not going to ever post up and get out there and say, well, of course I shot a B8. Look at this. I did all of this in 5 seconds. Wow, one hole. That's 35 rounds, people.
Right.
And turn around and walk away with that. I mean, I wouldn't do that with the Fat WMG.
Yeah.
So, I see some of these guys, but when I used to play golf, I used to go to this country club. I only went to one country club to ever play golf, and I'd be there, and I'd be looking at people, hey, what'd you shoot today? They'd be like, 62.
Right.
That's incredible. Why aren't you in the PGA?
Right.
I only do this for a hobby. What do you do for a living? Heating and air conditioning man. Mm-hmm. How often do you play golf? Once every 2 weeks. What was your score again? 62. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you're completely full of crap.
All right, all right.
Like Brandon plays golf at least once or twice a week, and with his dad, like the other day he went out and he was pretty bummed because he shot a 72 and on his birthday. It was two over.
He's like,
bro, man, I almost had par today again. Because he shoots par pretty regularly. He's pretty much a par golfer. We played in Vegas at the Vegas National, and I think he shot on the PGA course, he shot like a 76 or something. I shot like a 76 on the first nine. And we go in and he turns his card in because they give you a free lunch or something if you shoot under 80. And all the people at the counter were like, oh my, do you play often?
I used to play based upon trying to score low, but then I figured out, the way I'm going to play and enjoy it is if I try to score as high as I can. So now I don't, I haven't played golf in a very long time. Before we run out of time, find Chambers Custom at chamberscustom.com. Find them on Instagram, where you can see probably a picture of this light fighter, Chambers Custom. Find them on Facebook, where you can keep up with what they got going on and see some of the writings of Joe, which are very entertaining. I love it when you post. I'm just going to tell you that right now. Love it. So thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
If I don't talk to you again, although I plan to, Merry Christmas to you and yours, but I'll be talking to you next week.
Merry Christmas, my friend.
All right. Coming up next, it's time to talk with writer and instructor Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.